It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I hope that he stays wherever you are sending him forever. And if not forever, at least my lifetime.
Hey, we're making national news again.
Oh, gee. What is this, what, about the third time in the past week or so?
Wow. I feel guilty, too, because I can imagine, and you heard it yesterday, Diener, what the family has gone through with this Austin Harrah ordeal since 2016, and I had forgotten about it, but they sure haven't. That was a family member. One of them, one of the other sisters of one of the victims here, called the decision yesterday nothing but rich white boy justice.
Oof. Wow.
Wow. As you heard Karen Higg give the nuts and bolts of the story, as the judge has given Austin Harrah, who was the, they called him Zombie Boy at first. Remember back in the day?
I do remember that, yeah.
He attacked a Jupiter couple in their garage, killed two of them, almost killed a neighbor across the street. He's not guilty by reason of insanity, which means he gets to spend the rest of his life in a mental facility, which isn't the nicest thing on earth, but it's compared to what he was going to get?
Right. It was going to be, life in jail.
This is what the family is so outraged about. Here's more from the sister of one of the victims.
I hope society is ready to live with a person like you. Because if you get out and I'm alive, I will call attention to it.
And there's a lot of people who, a lot of the same people live in that neighborhood. They were just outraged. Obviously, a lot of the news cameras went there to talk to them. They couldn't believe it.
Now, what I would like to hear is this kid still the same? Like, is he still in the same mindset that he was 6 years ago? Like, if he got out right now, would he try to kill somebody and do the terrible things that he did afterward?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know what got me, too? And I had forgotten this stuff because it was a long time ago. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's 6 years ago. Yeah.
Unless you're directly involved with it, you want to think about it every day. It was horrifying.
Right.
But all the stuff that got re-earthed, including one I had forgotten, the video footage of him leaving the restaurant the night that it happened, he was totally fine.
That's what I don't understand about this.
You know, I know. Well, toxicology reports say he wasn't on drugs at all. Right. Sure he wasn't.
I just don't get it. How does somebody go from being normal? I mean, we played the sound of his father yesterday as Karen was covering the story because we knew the verdict was going to come out.
Ah, he's mentally ill.
Yeah, and he was saying, he was fine for a long time. And then, a couple weeks leading up to it, they realized something was wrong. How does that switch go off?
I don't know.
You're a normal person, everyday life, and then you go kill somebody and... I mean, it's so early to talk about what he did with,
I know.
The stuff afterwards, but I just don't get how that switch goes off.
I don't either, and I don't think the family members do or anybody that's heard the story, because the families, they got their day in court, even though it was a non-jury, trial here, a decision by the judge. They still get their piece where they can say things directly to, the guy that killed their family members.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't look at him, and the families were arguing... And always have that he's simply a drug addict, well aware of what he was doing. Man, I tell you, that's
well, if that's the case, then obviously they don't feel like there was justice.
No, not at all.
The insanity plea wasn't real in their mind. He was just this druggie who killed their family.
Here's, like I said, the news cameras went to a lot of the neighbors that still live in the neighborhood talking about it. Here's one kid.
Honestly, I think someone like that that's taken the lives of two people and nearly almost killed a third with the neighbor across the street, I think his life should be over.
It's too early to play the 911 call from the neighbor he almost killed.
Oof.
That had tried to help them,
yeah,
but got attacked too and almost died and had to run back into the garage. Too early to play that, but
yeah,
we'll have more of this stuff later throughout the morning. Tough way to start the day, but it's a national story now, and it's horrifying.
Big story, and hopefully, like one of those things with the Parkland shooter, now that the verdict has been reached and sentencing has been done.
Yeah.
We can move on from it and not have to hear about it too much anymore after today.
I tell you, man, that's just a nuts
tough
story. How about some better news? We talked to you yesterday about this. Jay Leno, it took 2 weeks for him to get back to the stand-up stage after getting burned seriously on, 7% of his body?
7%. Second and third degree burns. God bless him. Man, he came back quick.
So he's more than happy joking around with paparazzi, TMZ, as he's walking into the comedy club. This was Jay joking around, cracking jokes. And like you said yesterday, Diener, he's got a lot of new material now.
He does.
He was saying this.
Never thought of myself as a roast comic. Hey, thank you. We got two shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay.
People think he's way too cheesy. I love Jay Leno. No, I think he's great. I think the world needs more of him.
Yeah, you know, it's always been lighthearted comedy with him.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Doesn't go too heavy. He's never really leaned one way or the other as far as, oh, I hate this guy or that one, you know, as far as left and right are concerned. He makes fun of everybody, everything.
It was you know what? Him and Letterman, though, that was the last era of them taking shots at both sides. If they ever talked about politics, it was just because it was in the news.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't take a side, and they weren't mouthpieces for one particular party.
Right. It wasn't like, you know, with Colbert or Kimmel, where they have on these people and, you know, kiss their shoes at this point.
Of this whole era we live in, that's probably the biggest loss, honest to God, is comedy.
Yeah, I could see
with
that.
With the cancel culture and the wokeness and the complete just infestation of bias in entertainment, that's been the biggest loss, because that was the relief for everybody.
It was. You're right. It kind of like it got your mind off of all the serious stuff, and now they brought all the serious stuff to the comedy.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's still some good ones out there, though.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next is a big, big Elon day.
Whoa.
Elon Musk flat out says that he's fighting for civilization. I mean, like he's saying that.
Yeah, that was a big day yesterday.
And he says he has chosen war.
That's right.
For free speech.
Against some of the biggest companies and names out there.
Boy, I tell you.
It was a really big day yesterday.
Huge. A little bit of local Christmas stuff to talk about, too. That's coming up next. Ooh. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Let's get news again coming up at 6:30. Karen, what you got going on?
Well, the Biden administration says the U.S. is closely watching what's going on in China because this is crazy.
What a statement. What a strong statement to supporting freedom. Well, we're closely watching this situation.
Well,
what absolute fools.
You're right. They refuse to criticize the harsh zero COVID lockdowns that sparked these protests. And, you know, some of these people locked in their own homes for over a month. Here's some of the protesting.
Acts of defiance.
Anyway, the internet users in China are racing. They're screenshotting and reposting content that was related to the protest because they're censoring the internet there. Yeah. And it's just crazy stuff.
Know who's part of that? Apple Company.
Yes.
Who has stopped the airdrop function for a lot of the protesters who were able to organize the only way they can actually do it. So Apple is caving and working with the Chinese government. Our government is doing absolutely nothing to support freedom. It's bad. Bad people are in charge right now.
And at the Apple plant is not able to function.
Right.
So if you ordered a phone for Christmas, forget it. I got a Samsung, but that's all right. That more coming up.
All right, thanks. That more, Karen, coming up at 6:30. News Talk 850 WFTL is the South Florida Morning Show. Bad day for Apple overall, I think, yesterday, because they're taking heat, and everybody knows it on that, and their lack of compliance, or total compliance, I should actually say, with the Communist CCP Party of China. And then has drawn the ire of Elon Musk. Here's what it sounded like inside the inner office of Twitter yesterday. Elon has chosen war.
That's right.
Like he literally has said, he's chosen war. Because his latest tweet, and we're going to go backwards here, and this is where this is all coming from. And if you're tired of hearing about Elon tweets, tough. This is probably the biggest story of our lifetime. He's literally fighting for free speech. This is according to him. This is a battle for the future of civilization. If free speech is lost, even in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead. This guy sounds like a founding father, for God's sake. That's the era. That's how serious this is.
It's true. And he is a thorn in their side to all of their evil plans because he's the wild card. He's the one they can't control. And he's trying to fight for the good side. Thank God he's there.
So what's the first battle to be fought? The first release? The shot across the bow? This is massive. It may take a while for all of us to realize how massive this is, but it's coming. Elon released this information last night through a tweet. The Twitter files. It's got a name.
I didn't know that.
The Twitter files on free speech suppression soon will be published on Twitter itself. The public deserves to know what really happened. They've got all the information. This is the true reason. And now you know it now, why they fought so hard for him, you know, against him buying this company. All of the plans, inner workings, communications between this particular government, one particular political party, other world leaders, and this company, which was supposed to be the free market of ideas, all of that is going to be released and what the inner workings were, including some major news stories and through some two major political elections in this country.
Make no mistake about it. This is going to be, or it should be anyway, one of the biggest stories of the decade. I mean, honestly, when you look at everything that's at stake here, when you look at everything that we could see coming out as far as the Twitter files being released, and when you have the richest man in the world who thank God is on the good side of things, trying to fight for freedom for a country that he wasn't even born in. Remember that about Elon? Yeah. He's from South Africa. And I mean, he doesn't take this country for granted and the freedoms that it affords.
Well, he also knows that free speech and information and civilization runs through this country for the rest of the world.
He understands
that. Now, why is it a bad day for Apple? Because he took shots at Apple directly. Because Apple has threatened to withhold Twitter from its App Store.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. Now, it would be tougher for them to do. Are they going to be able to get away with that? I don't really think so. But they did it to Parler. Because conservatives were starting to talk on Parler.
That's right.
Apple got together with Google and they took away all their servers. And Amazon was in on that deal too. And they basically shut it down. It still exists, but they killed it.
Yeah, it's, you know.
They would like to do the same thing to Apple because why? Think about how insane this is. Because they're that afraid of free speech. They're that afraid of what's really going on. How about that?
And this is exactly why, and you touched on it, it's exactly why they were so afraid and why they continued to smear Elon for buying Twitter. This is what they didn't want.
They didn't want this happening because he knows where the skeletons are and he's going to publish them now. This is what they were afraid of. Why was it a really bad day for Apple then? Because Elon is going directly after Apple in a big fight in the free speech thing. Not just calling them out for, you know, not helping out the protesters in China because Apple has such a vested interest in China. But he also called out Apple for mostly stopping advertising on Twitter. Elon asked the question, do they hate free speech in America? And then followed that up by calling out Tim Cook directly. What's going on here at Tim Cook?
I mean, these are just direct shots over the bow.
And it's amazing. And it's amazing to see. And it's such good news.
And he literally said that I'm choosing war. And this is what he's doing. I mean, he's not afraid, obviously. He has his own resources, of course. And he's not backing down to these major, major corporations who have been censoring things for years now.
This started over the weekend where he said, and all this was building up to this, and he said, if Apple were to ever, he goes, I hope this doesn't come to this, but if they were ever able to take Twitter off the Apple iTunes store, mm-hmm. You couldn't get it if you have an iPhone, if it was just gone, like Parler. He said, I would build my own phone.
That's right.
That was really the first shot right there. Because he actually could.
And he would. Lord knows he would. I mean, he bought Twitter for $44 billion to do things like this and to be able to walk into the headquarters with a sink in his hands so he can make a joke saying, let that sink in. I mean, this is the guy. He would do it. Make no mistake about it. Elon would make his own phone and it would sell. And that's how people would end up getting Twitter, which is hilarious because then it would just make him more rich. So they tried to stomp him out, but in turn they would just make him more powerful is what would end up happening.
It should tell you a couple of different things. It should tell you how bad the problem actually has been for this effort to suppress free speech in this country and others.
It's incredible, isn't it?
We're the last stand. It should tell you that. And the second thing is, he's not stopping now. I think he realizes they're after him. I'm sure he's made plans to, you know, protect himself, like physically, personally.
Sure.
Behind the scenes. I'm sure that's in the works, too. But he sees it as that important. I am dying to see what these Twitter files are. I want to see interpersonal communication between major, major heads of state, most likely in this country, and this Twitter pre-Elon and what they tried to do to influence American politics, influence Americans' lives, take your freedoms away, is what they did. And you're thinking, oh, Twitter's not, they can't really do that. It's not that powerful. Understand something. The people who set the narrative in this country, this is why they were so upset.
Yes.
This is why reporters in the White House press room are saying, what can you do to stop Elon, please?
Yep.
They're the people that set the narrative in this country. They used Twitter to do it. Even if your life isn't dependent on Twitter, the people who control a lot of your life are.
Exactly.
And that's why this is such a big, big deal. And it's awesome he's taken on this fight. He's done more for free speech than Republicans have in probably 40 years.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, more
than... They could have done this. They could have fought.
Of course. Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, any of them. Name any of them. And he's the one out there fighting day in and day out to try to secure free speech and to try to secure, you know, our American liberties and freedoms. Again, a guy who wasn't even born in this country.
It's amazing.
And he's fighting for it out there against these major corporations, so much so now that the White House yesterday with Karine Jean-Pierre was given a softball question. What do you think about this? And they say, oh, well, we're keeping a close eye on Elon and Twitter. Why? Because they're actually trying to put truth out there and tell people what's going on?
How Orwellian is that, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
We're keeping an eye on them. Stop for a second. Take two steps back and think about what they're saying. we're keeping an eye on those free speech folks.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, and Elon even called it out. He said, why is the White House afraid of free speech?
We're going to have that for
bad.
You. We're going to have what went down in the White House press office from that yesterday, because it's just unbelievable. And that'll show you, too, how panicked they are over this. They lost one social media app.
Yeah.
And they've lost their minds.
And that's what it's all about, man, because like you said, this is where they create the narrative.
Unbelievable.
It's huge.
All right, in the meantime, let's not forget about this. What really matters?
Oh, there it is.
Do you realize, give or take a couple seconds, it's only 25 days, 17 hours, 35 minutes, and 26 seconds to Christmas?
Oh, my gosh.
And locally, something really cool happens here. Not the West Palm one. We're going to light that up on Thursday night with the big sand Christmas tree. Tonight in Delray Beach, they have an awesome 100-foot Christmas tree at Old School Square.
I love that tree.
7 p.m. tonight, they light that rocket.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So if you're going down there, and I'm sure it's covered on local TV, I think our news partner, WPTV, is going to show it. But if you're ever there live for that thing, it's awesome.
I think the Rockefeller Center is doing their thing. Is that tomorrow?
I don't know. They're all this week.
Yeah, it's soon. I got to look that up. But no, that's great. I love that. That tree down there in Delray. The whole scene over there is great.
Yep. Why does the White House hate freedom? We'll discover. We'll discuss next. And our favorite story maybe of the year so far. The guy that's in charge of the country's nuclear waste is a drag queen who's been charged with theft.
You can't make this stuff up.
He stole a lady's suitcase and clothes. A lady's suitcase and clothes at the airport.
Not his.
Okay. We got that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Katya. Appreciate you. A little cooler. Nice. Feels good. Let's continue that. Nothing else in the 90s, please. We're done with that.
Oh, my gosh. It was
no more.
I feel like hopefully over the weekend. Remember how hot it was over the weekend?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe that was the last gasp of hot air.
Let's hope so, anyway.
Goodness.
Fried a turkey. Didn't even turn it on.
Right.
Just left it in the sun.
It has been nice out the past. Oh, nice. Last night was really nice this morning.
Let's take a while we can get it.
Good.
The South Florida Morning Show. There's Diener. I'm Bill. Karen's News coming up again. The next one is going to be at 7 o'clock on the dot. By the way, make sure you get the 850 mobile app. Everything you can find online, you can get on the app too, and you can listen there as well. So, and reach out to us through the app as well, as many people do. In the meantime, this is a little long, but you got to hear it. The meltdown, as we were just discussing, over Twitter actually becoming free now. And by the way, all the criticism, well, the hate, you'll see this in this reporter's question. Well, the hate we're seeing on Twitter now and the misinformation. Let me tell you something. Behind the scenes, reportedly, did you hear this? They've nuked tens of thousands of Antifa and Creeper accounts. They've nuked them.
Gone.
There's less hate speech on Twitter than there ever has been.
That's true, actually. Yes. That's right. And the people were saying, oh, when Elon takes over, it's just going to be a free-for-all and the Nazis are going to say whatever they want.
So when you hear this reporter here say, what are you doing to give us back our platform? What they're saying is they're upset that people that they don't like have their accounts restored and they have their voices restored. That's what she's saying here. It's a long question, but you got to hear this. And the only thing cringier than this lady's question from the mainstream media in the White House press room is the response from our White House press director, because the entire thing is just, it's just gross, all of it. I'm trying to find my file here. I think it's a Washington Post reporter who actually said this, where she said, you know, where's the protection coming from?
Okay.
When you actually hear this, here's the reporter question. We'll have KJP's response here in a second.
Question about Twitter. You know, there's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about the, you know, Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online? Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
This is a so-called member of the free press, right? Actually asking the White House, the spokesperson for the White House, what are you going to do about this?
Pretty much, yeah.
What are you going to do about our narrative being taken away?
And not so many words. How are you going to stop him from pursuing free speech?
Right. As cringy as that was, and again, this is another long response, but just listen to it. This is like out of the book 1984.
Well, look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. Look, we have always been very clear And that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action.
What hate
I don't know
you're seeing?
I don't know.
And what information? It's not, they love to call misinformation anything that they didn't come up with.
That's
anything
correct.
They happen to disagree with. In policy, even. They just call it misinformation. That's their new golden umbrella. And it's all hate. Anything that disagrees with us is hateful.
It's amazing. You're so right about the misinformation term, because that's what they do. Instead of saying, well, freedom of speech, and, you know, and people can give their opinion, it's just, if... Let's translate that to what they're really saying, which is, if you don't say what we want you to say, then it's misinformation.
Exactly. That's what it is. That's what they've turned it into.
And it's they're threatened.
It's just hateful.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other thing. Well, it's just hate speech. What is that? That you were wrong about COVID? That's hate speech?
Absolutely.
That you're not condemning China and standing up for the protesters? That's hate speech? No, I'm sorry. Those are all facts.
By the way, good reminder. In the Twitter files, that's the name of it now, that Elon is gonna because he's got all the records, the correspondence between Twitter, pre-Elon taking over, and government officials, he's going to expose all of the stuff and the censorship that happened, and he said last night he's going to release it. A lot of that's going to be about COVID.
That's true.
There are going to be a lot of people with the World Health Organization.
Yes.
Probably as many of our own health officials who are going to be under a lot of heat for this entire thing, and it's going to be connected to pharmaceutical companies, because I think they're running the ship.
I think you're right. You know, we kind of think about, oh, you know, what's going to come out about Hunter Biden's laptop or anything, suppression from the 2020 election, whatever it is.
Maybe.
We know about that stuff, and that's going to come out, and even if more comes out, I honestly don't think a lot of people are going to care about that. The main thing that people are going to care about is, and maybe shocked a little bit, we won't be shocked, is stuff that comes out about COVID. How much was suppressed? How many people were kicked off just for trying to tell the truth? Think about all the doctors who came out originally early on in 2020 who said, you know what? If you're overweight, that's a really bad factor in how bad you get this thing. They were suppressed. They were gone because they didn't want people to get fat shamed.
There's going to be 40% of the people of the population won't be shocked at all. 40% won't believe it because they've set the misinformation seed already.
Yes.
They've already said that. 20% of the population will actually be shocked by it. It'll be about it.
Yeah, that sounds
about right.
Which
is actually a lot. It's a lot of people who will be alerted to it. You don't need to dig deep into Twitter or anything else or hidden files or anything or caught on camera for this story, because it's out there. We've talked about him before. Joe Biden's, this is the description, it's not us, Joe Biden's non-binary drag queen nuclear waste from the Department of Energy. His name is Sam Brinton. He's 34. Now you're thinking I'm just being a nasty hater somehow. No, this is a large bald dude who is a drag queen.
I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Who shows up to the White House in drag and in high heels, has been charged with theft now.
What'd he do?
He was caught on camera stealing a bag. A very expensive suitcase worth over $2,000, apparently.
Oh, wow.
From the Minneapolis airport's baggage claim. Just took it. Here's what's even nuttier. Sam Brinton, the non-binary drag queen in charge of nuclear waste.
Which, again, is his actual title that they've given him.
didn't even check a bag. Had no bags to take at the baggage carousel at Minneapolis' airport.
So you can't say this is a case of mistaken identity with the bags. It was an accident.
Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport liked the blue bag enough to take it and stole a woman's clothes in it.
Oh my gosh. So this guy just grabbed it and left?
He faces 5 years in jail, a $10,000 fine, or both, because apparently the lady whose suitcase and clothes that were stolen to a value over $2,000 by our non-binary drag queen in charge of nuclear waste in the Biden administration.
That's right.
Stole it.
Wow.
And as the story goes deeper, authorities knew exactly, because the security camera, he is on camera rolling away the suitcase away. They found out where the bag was at his house, had taken it out, had taken the clothes he stole, put it in his own drawers.
Oh my gosh.
And then lied to the police about it before calling back again and apologizing and say, I was just nervous.
What a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
This guy is in charge of nuclear waste management? Is that his title?
The official title of Sam Brinton.
Yes.
Is the Department of Energy's Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition.
Okay.
Is suspended right now. And the lady apparently is going to follow through all with full charges.
Good.
What is happening in this administration?
And you know what?
Like, what is it?
He's going to be protected like crazy. And why? Because he identifies as non-binary.
Yes.
So they're going to protect this guy as much as they can. And he doesn't deserve it because he did something wrong. That's a lot of money.
Sam made headlines earlier this year, and we had the story after proudly announcing on LinkedIn that he had become Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Depths Disposition in the Department of Energy and the first transgender to do so.
That's a tongue twister. How do you fit all that on a business card, by the way?
I don't know.
Well, now you can put it on the
certainly don't fit it in a suitcase.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you that much.
Just going to say you can fit on there that you are arrested.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Okay.
What a weird thing that is.
An awesome story, though.
It really is.
Just awesome.
That's the kind of... Put that in the you-can't-make-this-up files.
We got more headlines to talk about next. So what's the latest in China? Why isn't the U.S. government supporting the protesters for freedom? Why not, huh? Why are they so quiet? We'll talk about that in a massive, massive surprise and an awesome Christmas gift from the world of rock and roll yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see this.
It's coming up. All right. Get ready to bang your head.
Oh, good.
It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News time again, almost. That'll happen at 7 o'clock. Karen, what you got?
Well, as we warned you, this happened yesterday.
It's ordered that the defendant is not guilty of the offenses charged in the November 8, 2016 indictment by reason of insanity. The defendant meets the criteria for involuntary placement with the Department of Children and Family Services.
So that's Austin Harriff avoiding prison, life in prison, plea deal reached in his double murder face-eating case, and it's because he's insane, A lot of people, especially neighbors and relatives, not happy.
Oh, family members. I guess the quote is, they called it rich white boy justice was the quote.
Whoa.
They just took their shot. So even though it was no jury, the family members of the victims got to read their piece, you know, to Harriff, to the defendant there in the case. And I guess he wouldn't even look at him.
Oof. Well, yeah, so it was, they reached the plea before they went to the bench trial, which would have been with the judge. And then don't forget, John Hinckley, who shot and wounded Reagan, was also found not guilty by reason of insanity.
Yeah.
He got out 42 years later.
And so I just saw a thing on him. You know, he got married in the loony bin?
Oh, really?
He had a wife and everything? Oh, yeah.
Wow, he had a whole life in there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Was it Hinckley? We played his songs?
That's right.
I think so.
He was going to play at that club in Brooklyn.
Yes, that's what it was.
They kicked him out, yeah.
Yeah. He's got all kinds of songs. And, yeah.
Oh, he does.
Well, I know Austin Harriff, once they gave him medication and he was on Dr. Phil, I think, he was so sorry. He was just so eaten up by, whoops, wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
But he was so sorry about what he did.
Wow, yeah.
You're the resident legal analyst, Karen. Were you surprised by this yesterday?
No.
What you expected?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, doesn't it feel like you kind of got away with it, though? I know that's how the families feel.
It does. Sorry. I mean, and so much of this stuff came up. This was a long time ago. 2016. Look at everything that's happened since 2016.
It was like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, 6 years ago, right?
I feel bad to say it, but I forgot a lot of the details of this thing. Obviously, the family members and the neighbors haven't.
No.
But the stuff that got resurfaced again last night and this morning from this, like some of the video. Remember the security video of him leaving the restaurant fine and dandy?
Yeah.
Hours before he ate people's faces. He was okay. I see that, and I'm a family member. I'm like, either you're faking this or you're just a drug addict, and you should die.
Yeah, but his talk screen came back clear except for pot and alcohol. But anyway,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I did a podcast on this. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can find my podcast at our website, Full Rigor.
All right, thanks, Karen. That and more about 9 minutes away. Top of the hour news, Talk 850 WFTL. The reaction coming in from really around the nation and the world of this thing, too. Many people who had never heard the story before. Obviously, we have because it was right in Jupiter. Neighbors reacting. Here's a family member, the sister of the wife that actually was killed. Well, she had reached out and she was talking to the media afterwards and spoke to him directly and said, if I'll let the world know about it if you walk free. He's not going to walk free. He's going to have to be in a mental hospital, obviously, the rest of his life. But at least he's not going to die, or at least he's not going to spend his time in max prison.
He's not going to Gen Pop,
right?
You know? Which is what he's. I mean, I thought he deserved. I don't know. It's a very strange case.
Strange case is right, man. I don't know. It's a brutal thing. Like I said, a lot of this stuff that had popped up that I had totally forgotten about. The 911 call from the neighbor, which is still too early to play.
Yeah.
The guy that went over to try to help the neighbor. He saw right across the street. trying to defend them, and he almost died too. Then he runs back in his house and calls 911.
And remember, too, I mean, a lot of people thought this was due to the drug Flocka, which you don't hear a lot about anymore. But it was,
right.
a big street drug that was causing, you know, these zombie, so-called zombie episodes where people were, you know, killing and eating other people.
Right.
People were like, what the heck is going on? Is this like a zombie outbreak? But it was happening because of this drug, Flocka, that made people lose their minds. So they thought, well, this is what he must have been on, but they found no traces of it.
It was a real-life zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Really?
It was for a while.
I mean, you had that. Not only this, there was a guy, I think it was Delray Beach, was walking around just a in a zombie-like state, it attacked a lady and tried to eat her, too.
That's right.
God. Street drugs, man.
Crazy times.
I'm telling you. All right, in good news, we got an early Christmas gift yesterday from the world of rock. Get ready to melt your face off.
I had no...
how did you not hear this?
I don't know. I've just escaped me somehow. So, yeah, full disclosure, I had no idea about this until you told me. And I'm super excited now.
So you don't have to be the biggest Metallica fan in the world to know that I think it's awesome what they did. Under cover of darkness that nobody knew was coming, they released a new song, plans for a new album, and plans for a massive tour next year.
This is incredible.
Want to hear the song?
Yes, please.
Hold on to the steering wheel, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
A couple more seconds.
Woo. That's an intro right there.
That's just the intro.
Oh, baby. That's some old school Metallica there. I love it.
Absolutely. Sounds really good. It's exciting. And obviously, you know, I think they're capitalizing on the new fame and newfound audience that they had with Stranger Things.
Sure.
And why wouldn't they? I don't know when they recorded this thing. I have absolutely no idea, but it's a huge, huge deal in entertainment. So here's what they're going to do with this tour, apparently, that's starting next year and into 24. They're calling it a no-repeat tour. It's going to be a stadium tour. Each city will have two nights.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
And not one repeat song from one night to the next.
Wow.
Which is kind of a new thing with music. I know it's been done before, but I just think that's so cool. I really do.
It is, because then you get to, you know, if you go to both shows, you know you're going to see two different shows.
Right.
That's awesome. Now, on the other hand, you know, if you're going to one show, you're like, all right, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope they play my favorite song. So, you know, you kind of have to roll the dice, if you're going to one show.
Yeah, you kind of do. Here's the thing, too. Not one same opening act night to night they're going to do.
That's pretty interesting.
So they're bringing a bunch of different bands on the road. I don't know exactly who yet, but they announced some of the different you know, acts yesterday for the different cities. So it's going to be great.
I remember I went to go see them once. I've seen Metallica one time, and I want to say it was, this was probably 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2010, back at the FLA Live Arena, for whatever it was called at that point, where the Panthers played.
Wasn't FTX.
No, that's for sure. And they were playing, and they had an opening act of a heavy metal band called Lamb of God.
Oh, yeah.
You remember them?
No, they're good.
Yeah. And they were coming on first, and I was like, I'm not sure I should go see Lamb of God. I'm not sure what my mom would think about this one. But they had a good sound.
Maybe they're very religious. You don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Don't know. Maybe.
Maybe they're the new Striper. They were God rockers.
That's right.
By the way, the new album coming out in April is called 72 Seasons from Metallica.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then the world tour starts. So I don't know. Even if you're not a Metallica fan, I think it's a great thing for rock.
No, it's a huge entertainment story. Now,
absolutely.
For you and I, it's great because we're Metallica fans. But
I think
that's
awesome.
For sure. I can't wait.
All right. We've got more headlines coming up next. Why is Elon taking on the world? For a very good reason. Today's a very special day that I'm going to argue with. It's throw out your leftovers day from Thanksgiving. Do you have any leftovers left? Because I do.
I have a couple of pieces of turkey left.
I got pie I'm still working
on. Okay.
And I will not throw it out. I don't care what anybody says.
Nope.
I can knock that mold off like the best of them. We got that more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.